Welcome to Shom Achshav Anadav, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Aaron B'Yakov Shom, Leah B'Sitzchok. We're starting a new Mesechto B'Siyata Dishmayo, Meseches Gittin. And as a start to the Mesechto, we'll focus on the word get. This document that's being used to divorce a wife is called get, Gimel Tes. Why Dafka this word? So the name of the Vilna Goyen is known, and we'll see soon the source. The Vilna Goyen says something very fitting to the Vilna Goyen, that if you look in the entire Torah, you will never find the letters Gimel and Tes together. Never you have a word in the Torah where Gimel and Tes are one next to each other. And Mimele, Gimel and Tes are separated. They represent separation. So therefore, a get isho, this divorce document, which its whole essence, the separation, is reflected with this word, get, gimel, and tes, which never come together. So, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, as very fitting for him in our generation, he comes and says, there's other letters in the Torah that don't come together. If you look at the entire Torah, you won't find these two letters together. He says, for example, the letters gimel and kuf never come together. The letters zayin and tes never come together. Zayin and samich, Samech and Tzadik Sofis, you never find them coming together. So why is a get called get and not one of these other combinations? So one simple answer, Reb Chaim says right away, is because get is the first combination possible, the letter Gimel and the letter Tes. But then Reb Chaim says, look at the source where the Vilna Goyen is quoted, and you will see that the question doesn't start. And what Reb Chaim is referring to, the Sefer that brings this concept of the Vilna Goyen, the Sefer called Divrei Eliyahu, which put together many memories of the Goyen. And this he brings from another Sefer called Sefer Zikaron B'Sefer. Zikaron B'Sefer was written by Rishua Singer. And it was printed 102 years after the Ptira of the Vilna Goyen. So just to point out before going on, you know there's many Shmuas that came from the Vilna Goyen that are now 100% reliable. This Sefer was a Sefer that was written 100 years after the Vilna Goyen's Ptira. And it says that he heard this from the Goyen. Very possible that this Vart, this idea, does not really come from the Vilna Goyen. And therefore, we don't really have such a big question. But what is written in the Sefer, Zikaron B'Sefer, is that look at Tosis. Tosis says the following. Why we have a minhag to have 12 lines, 12 shuros in a get? Says the Tosis, because the word get has the letters gimel and tes. Gimel and tes together is gematria, is the numeric value of 12. That's why we have 12 lines, 12 shuras in a get. So asks the Zikaron B'Sefer, so if so, why gimel and tes? Why not the letters dal and ches, which comes to be the word chad? Or the letters zayin and hey, which comes to be ze? That's also the numeric value of 12. Why specifically get? So on this, he comes and says in the name of the Vilna Goyen, because get, gimel, and tes never come together. Meaning, and that's what Reb Chaim is referring to, you need both things together. The word get is because we want to get to the numeric value of 12. But why specifically gimel and tes? Because they don't come together. You need both conditions to be fulfilled to have the word get to describe this document that does divorce. So this answers why the two letters that we chose, specifically Gimel and Tes, and not other two letters that don't appear together in the Torah. But this question that the Zikaron B'Sefer asks, why do we choose specifically Get and not other combinations of 12, is a question that is brought down in a Sefer called Sefer HaTishbi, which was written by Eliyahu Bocher, a big Medakdek who lived about 500 years ago. And he comes in a Sefer HaTishbi to come and explain different words that we have. And he goes to the word get. He quotes Tosis. The Tosis says that get has 12 lines, and that's what it's called get. So he asked, why don't you call it dach or haz or tag? If you want to get to the number 12, we have other ways to get there. Rabbi Shaya Pik, the Rona Word HaGoyes that are printed in Shas Vilna, has footnotes on Sefer HaTishbi. And he says, I don't understand what Sefer HaTishbi is talking about. Tosis does not say that the reason why we call get a get is because it has 12 lines. Tosis is the opposite. Because a get is called a get, that's why Nagu to write 12 lines in the get. And he brings at the same point as brought down the Tosis Yom Tov in the beginning of our Masechta. He says the same thing. So the Tosis Yom Tov, look at Sefer HaTishbi. Sefer Tishbi learns that because they have 12 lines in the get, that's why it's called a get. Says Tez Yom, that's not true. Because a get is called a get, that's why you write 12 lines in the get. So according to this, the question that's brought down, is Ikorin B'Sefer, the name of the Gro, doesn't start because the name get comes before the 12 lines. And if so, we go back to the question of Chaim Kanievsky. The why is get called a get? Because Gimel and Tes don't come together. There's many other combinations that don't come together. And we have to answer either that this is the first combination, or the Ein Chenami, this was not said in the name of the Gro. We will see Be'ez Hashem in the following shir on this daf, a word in the name of the Gro that fits very much with what Tosfos says regarding the 12 lines in the get. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list, what's to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.